This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just another day along the campaign trail, the twisted, chaotic, who knows what happens next, zany year of 2016 as we get closer to Philadelphia and Cleveland. Who better to kick things off with us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Bob, I'll tell you what, it's the script that you and I talked about like a year ago, isn't it?
Oh, it is, Kate. I mean, we could have written this book with twists and turns. There's more to write. And, you know, the Sanders people are not at the stage of the five stages of grief yet because it's not done. It's not done.
So what?
It doesn't matter if Hillary is the presumptive winner. It is simply not done, and we could write another chapter in a book for the next week of how this twists and turns. And Hillary Clinton will run out of time if something doesn't happen soon between she and Sanders.
Yeah, so that's interesting. When you say Hillary Clinton will run out of time, what do you mean by that?
Well, we have from now to a short period of time to the Democratic National Convention. Now, these days in between, I think, are just as important or more important than the Democratic National Convention as to what Bernie Sanders does at this point in time. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, there's nothing left to win, D.C., but in the sense that he's going to meet with Barack Obama, he's going to meet with Harry Reid tomorrow. I assume at some point in time he's going to sit down face-to-face in a private meeting with Hillary Clinton. Now, somehow, Bernie Sanders has to be convinced to come along before that convention, not just in the convention, but before that convention. Now, Bernie Sanders is one of those nightmares, if you're in politics, that you face. He's the guy, Kate, that walks into the room. You can't give him a bridge and a bill for his district.
Right.
You can't make him, you know, an ambassador. He doesn't want to be, some labor secretary or something. He's the guy that you can't get. You have to actually deal with him on what he wants on principle. That's not how politics works, okay?
Yeah.
So
crazy.
He wants a progressive agenda. And so why I think these days are important is because Hillary Clinton has to decide how she can convince the Sanders supporters that she's going to be progressive, and it's going to be for sure, and she's not going to change her mind.
Yeah, it's going to be wild to watch this from the sidelines as we are.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. The other thing is, now it's about who's going to be the VP. Are we going to see something history-wise, like a Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, or the housing secretary from Texas, Julian Castro, or, here's something really wild, Joe Biden, who's the current VP, Cuomo, the New York governor, Michael Bloomberg, Mark Warner. I made a list. I don't know.
No, Bloomberg would ban. He bans soda. He's done.
Yeah,
the
he's done. No way.
That support Bernie would never tolerate that banning.
Yeah.
Soda.
Yeah. How about another woman? I mean, people keep talking about Elizabeth Warren. People talk about Janet Napolitano. People talk about Kirsten Gillibrand from New York. I can't imagine a double dip in that direction, though.
I don't think so either. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, in my opinion, would be the dream team, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that Clinton will have two women, because then probably it overdoes it from her point of view, you know, on the women's issue is most likely. I've always been putting my money on Castro for a long time now, but both campaigns are holding this stuff close to the vest. It's hard for us to pick up anything very, very close to the vest. But I think there's going to be, you know, this election is going to be pretty important who they pick. And I think what really decides this thing is, I think the debates for the first time in American history since Kennedy and Nixon are really probably going to help decide who wins this November election.
But yeah, you know what, I agree. Yeah, I agree, for the first time in a long time, because really it's been, the show has been all about the Republicans' debate, their debates,
right.
not not the the other. So right. I agree. Makes it really, really interesting. I'll talk about interesting is this deal with Paul Ryan. And they had a crazy headline in the New York Post because, of course, Ryan going after Trump in a sense after they were copacetic, and I guess they still are, but going after him for this whole, you know, is being called a bigot because of the judge and Trump University. What do you make of that?
Well, Ryan's walking a razor blade. He really is. In one hand, he has people in his caucus that are so afraid of Trump that he will take them down the tubes. They want Ryan to not support Trump. On the other hand, he has people in his caucus who do support him in the House. And then Ryan is afraid of losing elections, but yet he can't actually diss Trump because if he does that, they might lose some elections. On the other hand, of Trump supporters voting against their candidate. So he's gonna cherry pick, Kate. He's going to still say, hey, I support Trump, but this week he said this, I really don't like that. But I still support Trump, but the next week he said this, and I really don't like that. He's going to continue to cherry pick to try to survive. If there's one person that wishes November was over with, it's Paul Ryan.
Yeah, no kidding. Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has to.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I know you have a... You know, every once in a while, because, you know, besides politics, I like business and sports, and I'm sure you're a huge sports fan. Any thought, as sports fan, any thought on Maria Sharapova getting banned for 2 years?
You know, I'm in Ohio, I've been paying attention to the Cavs tonight, but, you know, I saw that story, and I didn't know what to make. I haven't followed the details of that.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, she was banned for the substance that a lot of Russian Olympians take,
right.
That the heart medication. Yeah, they all have heart problems, so
yeah,
mysteriously. It's on the ban list. It's so crazy. But speaking of the Cavaliers, they came back huge, and they didn't drop that third game. That's big.
Isn't that something? Yeah, everybody's excited. But, oh, I see. So she took some kind of medication, supposedly, for her heart. Okay. I wonder.
Right,
I saw the newsflash on it.
Yeah, that was heart medication, and she was warned about it. I mean, that's what people use it for primarily, but she was warned about it, and then it was a banned substance, so it's just kind of an interesting, wild curveball. See, politics and sports, there's a lot of similarities.
You never know. Even Putin's involved, even on the other one, so.
Yeah, it's him. It's the Putin conspiracy.
Putin.
We just started it. I love it.
That's
all right,
it.
Bob Day, always fun to chat with you. Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So interesting, and he did mention the Cavaliers, and of course we're following the NBA Finals. I said it, they take that game handily, and now it's 2-1 in the favor of the Warriors Friday. They play again in Cleveland, could get a little bit tighter, we'll see what happens. It's like presidential polls. Oh, we kept hearing that Bernie Sanders had such a great chance in California, and then no doing. Double digits, Hillary Clinton beat him by. So much for that was close, because it turned out not to be that close in the end. Coming up, we're going to talk about some of the odds and ends on the day. And believe me, there were plenty of them. We'll jump back and forth through the political hoops naturally. But something else that went off on my radar and probably yours includes the backlash in this rape case, this judge in California. We'll talk about that next here on ATN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
No, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This reminds me of that movie Chicago. I know I've heard that song somewhere, and I think that comes from that. Remember how big that was, and Catherine Zeta-Jones and that crew won, I think, for Best Picture that year when Chicago came out, and all of a sudden people were reinterested in jazz. Not that people who like jazz have lost their appetite for it, but people who weren't necessarily paying attention to jazz suddenly got into it. All right, we're going to roll into our kind of grab bag segment. We'll jump back on the trail and what's happening there and polls and on the heels of California and New Jersey and some other states. You know, what did we see? We just talked there with Bob about the fact that Bernie Sanders is not going to go quietly into that good night. What does that mean for the Democrats? But first I want to tell you about my pal Stephen Huer, who's been on this show, and we've talked about One World Way and synergistic nutrition and the fact that in my quest with this whole idea of really getting in knockout shape, the one thing I can't control about my life is crazy juggle, what I call the juggling of plates. It's just the nature of the beast of what I'm doing, and many of you can relate to that. So that means you hit the gym or have long walks or runs or whatever it is at sometimes oddball times. And what do you do? What are you taking? What's helping? What's giving you energy? And the answer was I wasn't taking anything to give me any kind of energy. And I was like the Walking Dead when I would come out of the gym. I'd feel really good that I went, and I'd feel really zapped as I started to leave every single time. So Stephen asked me just to try One World Way to see what I thought. And let me tell you, it really, really, really jump-started that energy level. Of course, I've seen the effects in other ways too, but the energy is the real kick, and that was what I was lacking. And I know that you can probably all relate to that. I wanted to feel more like I wanted to feel more like Mighty Mouse or better than instead of, oh my gosh, can somebody please help me get to my car? I don't know. Did I work out too hard? What did I do? And One World Way, I swear by it. It's just really, really super good stuff. So go check out Synergistic Nutrition. They have all kinds of fabulous things. I take a probiotic too, and they have the probiotic that I take, Ultimate Flora. They've got that on that site as well. All right, here's where our sights are going at this point. As I said, that kind of that maneuver, the grab bag. And in the grab bag segment, it means that we miss out so much because we're zeroing in, and we should be, on what's happening with the leadership of our country. But what else is happening in the world and in our own backyards? There's a crazy case. I brought it up the other day briefly, and I've talked to a few more people about this for some insight into what's going on. You know, this whole affluenza thing. It's not my kids' fault. They've never been exposed to liquor. They've never been exposed to pills. They don't do anything. We live in this perfect community, and wouldn't we all like to think that, or when you're having children, raising kids, that everything's idyllic and perfect for them, and that they're not getting into any kind of trouble, and it doesn't lead to more nefarious things. So this is the story of, a kid, Brock Turner, who was a Stanford swimmer, convicted of 3 counts of felony sexual assault, and ended up getting 6 months. And the world is so outraged by this. And then his father saying, you know, reacting to this and saying that, oh, he can't eat his favorite meal, and that it's just been terrible, and he's depressed. And just so you know what happened, here are the details. So he was at a party. A lot of the people had too much to drink, including him, apparently, supposedly. And there was a girl that he took from the party who he sexually assaulted. And that's what he gets the 6 months for. He sexually assaulted this unconscious 23-year-old woman behind a dumpster. She didn't even know, of course, what had happened, and then everything unfolded after that. 2 guys on campus stumbled onto this happening, and that's how he was arrested in the first place. Now, the judge is somebody who's been on the bench for 13 years, hasn't had any controversy around him, any of that kind of stuff, and usually was known as a hard-line kind of guy. His name is Aaron Persky, but he's the judge who sentenced Brock Turner to that 6 months in jail. So that decision has really lit the flame of this debate on parenting, the legal system's treatment of upper-class, wealthy white men, and just a wild debate on what's going on in these campuses and how Stanford did nothing to protect her. And Turner's a 20-year-old star swimmer at Stanford. So he's not going to be in the pool. He's spending 6 months in jail. He'll serve 3 years probation. He'll be registered for life as a sex offender. And during the sentencing, the judge heard the victim read a 12-page letter where she explained in terrible detail, excruciating detail, how that night traumatized her for life. As she said, you took away my worth, my privacy, my energy, my time, my intimacy, my confidence, my own voice. And they also heard from the father as well. So anyway, to sum it up, it has ignited a huge debate, not just on the West Coast. You're listening to America Tonight and plenty of other shows. They've been talking about this and how ridiculous it is, that why would the judge bend over backwards to accommodate this guy and his request for probation. And, you know, close to 1 million people now have signed a change.org petition calling for the judge to be booted. And some people at Stanford want him removed from the bench. So his alma mater, Stanford, they want him removed. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. It's not easy to have that happen, but I don't think this is going to go away anytime soon, despite whatever he did in previous rulings and the kind of judge that he was known as. There were a lot of hardcore facts in this case, so it wasn't loose evidence. Let's put it that way. It wasn't loose evidence. All right, bad news for people who work for some big-name retailers. We talk about the job market and what's happening at the job market. So, yes, massive layoffs. When I say that with retailers, Ralph Lauren was the latest company to announce layoffs, saying they were going to cut about 1,200 jobs. Pacific Sunwear filed for Chapter 11 protection. About 13,000 jobs have been lost at clothing and clothing accessory stores in the past 3 months. That's a lot when you think of 3 months. About 38,000 jobs have been announced in the overall retail sector lost so far this year. And that's big. And why is that? Because how many people are going to stores, stores to get clothes, versus how many people are ordering online? How many people are getting what they get online, especially Amazon, I'm sure has killed some of those jobs because you can order it from Amazon. And if you get Amazon Prime in most cases, you can get it delivered in no time and get it delivered for free or for a song. And I mean, I don't think it's all about Amazon. And I also think it's about, you know, Macy's had layoffs, Nordstrom's had layoffs, Walmart had layoffs, Gap, JCPenney's, all of those. So they're even shutting stores, some of them. Maybe people aren't going shopping just overall because they're juggling three and four jobs. I just have to order it online. I just have to run through. I mean, seriously, what's led to that? You know, what is it that's been behind that? And the answer is, I think, a couple of things. And one of them is what I just said, the Amazon phenomenon, the time deal, and people not spending that much money in those areas, in those stores. It used to be that's what you did. You went to the store, you wanted to go to the store, you wanted to shop for clothes, you had the extra cash for clothes, and you really wouldn't have thought, and it wasn't a big deal necessarily to order online. You could, but it wasn't as giant as it is now, and it was affordable, especially when you know sizes. It makes it, you know, pretty darn easy. And that's what that's about. By the way, 4 people dead, 5 injured in a Tel Aviv shooting spree. Some of you sent me some emails about that. We're going to hit the mailbag next here on the show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
America Tonight. So usually the mailbag is kind of like a bowl of mixed nuts. In other words, when you put your hand in, you don't know what you're going to get, even if you're really searching for the cashew or something like that. Maybe you hate cashews and it's about the almonds. That's why I like this audience, because of the fact that you kind of are from every different nook and cranny with sincerely different views on whatever's buzzing in your backyard, in my backyard, and usually it's something much bigger than all of us. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Christopher. Yo, Kate and the boys, I like that, at America Tonight. I think you do a great job. I love, this is why I picked this, I love the music. Who picks the music for the show? Well, who picks the music? At least what you're hearing right now would be Nathan Reeder. Nathan, how do you pick the music? I've had a couple of people ask me about that.
The magic of what's in my gut at the time. No, sometimes I'm listening to what your content is. Yes, sometimes I pay attention to the show. But other times, I just am looking for fun, cool songs that happen to be down here.
And that's a good answer, and that's true. And I think it shows. I think that's what it sounds like. That's why I'm getting these questions about how's the music coming up, and it seems like it's matching, or it's fun, or it works, or whatever. So there you go. We peeled back the curtain to let you know how that works. I think people are so curious about the inner workings of radio or TV or
media or, you know, anything to do with content and how content is dispersed and gathered. And so thanks for that. Here's one from Walter. Kate, you probably saw this story about this attack in Tel Aviv. I know that you have a friend that lives in Israel. I wonder if you were concerned. You know, an Israeli police officer said that the Palestinians were celebrating the terrorist attack that left four people dead in Tel Aviv on Wednesday night, and that they were worried that was going to ignite a powder keg of spark more fears and there was going to be more trouble. And it's a sad story. The attack happened about 10 o'clock local time. It was an upscale area, cafes, that kind of thing. And so what happened was, the way the description went, is that somebody, this was in an area where people are out milling about near the Central Military Headquarters and Defense Ministry compound, and there were five people that were wounded in the attack and in severe condition, and there were four innocent people that were shot to death, literally shot and killed at close range for no reason whatsoever, and of course they died. The two attackers were or have been described as cousins in the West Bank area who were known to the Israeli authorities, and they disguised themselves as Orthodox Jews. So nobody was looking at them. They dressed up like Orthodox Jews, went in, and boom, boom, close range, killed four, wounded five others. And it's, of course, it's terrible. The people are feeling relatively safe, or whatever that means. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, so we give you some more details, met with his defense minister and security leaders and then went to the scene. He said it was cold-blooded murder by despicable terrorists. And that it's totally unacceptable, and whatever action has to be taken will be taken on the security assessments that will be carried out and implemented both in the morning and night and all of that. And it's, again, that just the fact they dressed up, they spent some time in a nearby restaurant. They were sitting at the bar before the attack, and you can see it. There's footage of them where they're playing the game like they belong in the way they're dressed. And if you think of most of the attacks in that area, they've been in East Jerusalem or the West Bank. But Tel Aviv is a pretty cosmopolitan city, but it hasn't been spared. There have been other attacks there. It's always a big deal, of course, when there is, but there have been attacks. So sad state of affairs. Got another one on this. This one is from Bobby, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, it just saddens me when people go up to people, innocent people, just enjoying their lives and decide to, in the name of terrorism or for whatever reason, decide to end not one life, not two, but instead four, and also wound others, and who knows what those wounds are like. What pushes your mind to that point? Well, this is that whole Palestinian, it looks like Palestinian Israeli push-pull. One of the suspects was shot by police. The other was captured. The suspect wounded by police is in okay condition at a nearby hospital. And they had a machine gun. That's what they used. And, it's just a bloody, senseless, useless, ridiculous attack. And how do you know what you're looking at when they're dressing the part and they're blending in and you know, then they open fire. And that's it. You know, they open fire. Okay, so sad state of affairs. We'll see what if anything, they get out of the one who's in the hospital. Sarah says, I know you're big on Shark Week, but Shark Week is maybe 2 months away. did you happen to see, as you are also in Southwest Territory, the special planes decorated to celebrate Shark Week? You know, it's so funny that somebody wrote this, because I did actually see a plane. I forget where I was, and somebody pointed it out to me, and immediately I knew what it was. Oh, it's the Shark Week, the special Shark Week thing. Because you could tell it was Shark Week, the way they had the logo on the side and the sharks. And, you know, Shark Week started in 1988, and it's super, super popular. So that's a big promotion on these Southwest Boeing 737s. And I guess maybe there's a couple of planes. Or it's a shark. It's just one plane, the shark plane. And there's a partnership between Discovery and Southwest. So flyers who take the plane get a preview of some of the shows that are going to be broadcast during Shark Week. Well, that's cool. So Shark Week is early this year. It's June 26th through July 3rd. So if you are on that plane, you'll get to see it. That's neat. Yeah, Shark Week. It's great when you're not going to swim in waters that you're worried about. Right, you're worried about sharks, or it's planted in your mind after you see that. You know what I'm saying? All right, how about this one from Carl? Kate, the Olympics are coming up soon. Do you think, because of the conditions in Rio, that some people will be dissuaded from going down to the Olympic Games and ticket sales will be off? Well, what a nightmare. They're having political problems. They're having problems with the water, and those Olympics are big ticket items, so you're spending a lot of money to go to the Olympics. And then, of course, last but not least, the pregnancy issue. The Zika virus and the mosquitoes. You know, how do you stop a mosquito? Well, wait, that mosquito has Zika. Don't bite me. In fact, Savannah Guthrie, who is the Today Show co-anchor, is pregnant. She had announced she was pregnant because they were talking about assignments for the Olympics, and she's not going. Normally, they would go as the Today Show host, but she's not going because it would be too dangerous. You see, there is where it was ground zero and started, where so many problems happened in births with the small heads because of what the Zika virus does. So, smartly, she would be one, along with so many other people, that maybe weren't pregnant when they were contemplating going and now are and aren't going to do that. How about this one from Frank? Hillary Clinton running for president. I just knew eventually it would happen. And I suppose you're right. I heard you say this was it for her. If she's going to get the nomination, it has to be now. There is no more waiting. It was put off since 2008. Well, yeah, once Obama caught fire, that was it. And you knew he had a good chance to be a two-termer. And he wasn't two-termer. He's coming to the end of that. So then that means the presidency has been locked up for 8 years. Now it's all about her hitting her notes and finding her spots and people believing whatever it is Clinton says on whatever particular issue. And I do think the debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will be must-see TV. I do. I think it's going to be interesting to watch how she knocks down curveballs, if he comes after her for personal attacks or not. All right, that wraps up the mailbag. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Fruits and nuts next.
You are so beautiful.
Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For this hour of America Tonight, one of the fun things we do here is a little segment called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo with Nathan Reeder.
Bingo!
Bingo, and so he appears. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
That's a nice deep voice. I like that. Hello. Crushing it. Absolutely. This is a weird one for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo, because it's almost obvious, but I just have to bring this up because I have had this debate with so many people, and I don't know if people in your world, Nathan, are having this debate. And for those listening to us, how do you feel about bicyclists on the road? And people have crazy things that they do sometimes to bicyclists, like open a door, and that's called being doored. So when someone flies over someone's door. But this is a sad story. In Michigan, a hit-and-run driver killed 5 cyclists on Tuesday night. And
where in Michigan?
4 others. It was in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
That is just terrible. And so hit and run. So the person didn't stop. 4 others were serious injuries or in the hospital. People in Kalamazoo were so upset that they have hundreds of people that are participating in a silent ride to honor all those cyclists. And, you know, my neighborhood, there is a lot of cyclists. Sometimes, I know this is silly, but I'll see the guys and I'll yell out, Peloton, and they wave. I'm like walking the dog and I've had no sleep. But they park, they're nice. They park over in the park and take their bikes out, and we have big bike lanes. But there's still always arguments about bikes on the road and cars. And so what do you think of that?
Well, I definitely think there should be available space.
Yep.
For everybody, if you're going to put the damn pavement everywhere, make it available for all of us. You gotta pay attention when you're on the road, no matter how fast you're going, everybody, whether you're pedestrian, a biker, or a car or truck driver. Come on. Just, if you're going to be out and mobile in the world, and you've got some metal pieces of various sizes and shapes, you're going to have to be discreet. So just keep that in mind first and foremost. I do have experience as a biker. I'm also in one of the largest metropolis areas that is very comfortable with bikes. Often what people say to the degree of too much caring, because sometimes we, in the past couple years, we have removed full lanes, even in downtown, to make more areas for bikes, and combining it with parking as well, and a few other traffic things that have had to be scaled back. But in general, yes, I think it's very important to have availability for everybody and to pay attention.
Yeah, I do too. Pay attention. There's your key thing. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Don't be putting on makeup, swerving through lanes because you're texting. I think it's a terribly sad, sad story, and it is about attention and on all fronts. So I say it's bingo that there was no attention paid there. That needs to happen, and be alert of that. Nathan is absolutely right. So I think you say what, bingo too?
I'm going to say bingo about it being in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know what you mean there. I gotcha. I feel that comment. We used to live in Kalamazoo when I was a kid. All right, how about this story? I love the picture. It's just so crazy, this picture. But in California, a bear took advantage of the suburbs for most of the day in the foothills of L.A. before wandering back into the wilderness. The bear was spotted wandering among the homes in a place called La Canada Flint Ridge, and at one point took a dip in a backyard pool. Just decided, went through the backyard, and just, you know, the bear had a tag, so it was caught and released previously, but just decided I need to cool off and went to cool off, and then after a few hours went back out of the pool and went back into the wilderness.
Boy, oh boy.
It's a wild picture.
I mean, you know, before they were your yard, they were just grass and earth and animals.
Yeah, they didn't have to worry about that.
Just hanging out. No, they didn't have to worry about human laws or ownership ideas.
Yep.
Yes. I'm going bingo, bear. Remember.
I am too, and I love the picture. Oh, I just think it would be just the funniest thing to see that. And so if you're listening to me, you have to just look up bear, just put bear in the pool in L.A., and you'll see the photograph, and it's just the craziest thing. All right, this was pretty tough on this 12-year-old, or Paula Abdul, an overwhelmed, excited 12-year-old contestant who passed an audition on So You Think You Can Dance, got so excited, expressed her excitement by vomiting on Judge Paula Abdul. Tahani Anderson was so energetic in her audition in Chicago that aired on Monday night on Fox. High marks from the judges, by the way, including Abdul, and gave her a big hug and and said she was sorry and whatever, and Abdul said she was proud of her, but she got sick on her. She just, boom, threw up on her.
It happens.
Let's
put it in the shred it and put it in the garbage. Or in the toilet or the commode, whatever you're going to do. Get it.
Okay. I would just like to say no one has ever thrown up in my face, though, and that would be really strange.
It's funny when it happens or when it happens when you're the thrower-upper. It just happens sometimes. It's just got to come out then. It's funny, but it happens.
It happens. It's a bodily function. This poor little girl, she was excited. They handled it right. They did it right. So that she wasn't scarred for life. Okay, you're going to like this, and there's I'm going to say shredded too. You're going to like this one. A room full of marijuana went up in smoke during a fire at a house on, ready for this, High Street in New York Town. Firefighters were called to the house. Yes, you get it. Shortly after 5 a.m., they found smoke coming from a locked office. Once the fire was out, they found 40 to 50 potted marijuana plants under grow lights in the room. The fire, they think, was sparked by an electrical malfunction. None of the four people that lived there were home. A man who lives there was charged with misdemeanor count of unlawful growing of pot and released on a court appearance ticket.
Yep. Nice.
High Street.
That sounds like... That sounds like what some of the late night TV show hosts would find in the newspapers.
And dig it up and say it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect alignment, Cosmos.
Bingo. Yeah, it's bingo. I like it. Bingo.
Okay, bingo.
Okay, how about this? For 17 years, a South Florida couple, Nathan, grew vegetables in a front yard garden until a new town ordinance was passed limiting the gardens to the backyard. Now the couple is asking a judge to uproot, get it, the ban.
Ooh.
they claim I'm claiming that I can really make these things rhyme and stuff. That they're saying it violates their constitutional rights. So Tom Carroll and Hermione Ricketts say they dug up the garden in the front of this Miami Shores house in Miami when the town threatened to fine them $50 a day if they didn't. So the whole time they could have this garden in the front. Then suddenly they passed this ordinance. No, we don't want any gardens in the front. We want uniformity here. And if you don't do it, we're going to fine you $50 a day.
Yeah.
That's yucky.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
tricky.
I mean,
it's not like they have flying pumpkins on fire. And they're doing the whirling dervish on the front of their lawn. I mean, this sounds weird.
Yeah, this sounds like Gerald in the residence board in your apartment complex is just tired of those orange, I don't know, what's an orange flower looking better than this?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Peonies. Looks
sure.
Like peonies.
Sure.
Yeah, that works.
Bingo shred it.
I agree. And the couple had to get a lawyer, and this Virginia Institute for Justice, they say they're a libertarian nonprofit. They focus on issues like private property rights.
Oh, so man. Crazy.
That's going to get tied up in litigation. All right, thanks, Nathan.
Got it.
And thanks all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Regional Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.